Michael said. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Get a tank, stand up there. It's really a pretty nice little stand. He went kind of went over and beyond. All right, are we recording?
Yep.
All right. Call this meeting to order. It is 6:41. We have a quorum. Michael Seeds, Chris Kilpatrick, and Carol Tracy. First order of business is to approve the minutes from our January 21 meeting.
I don't know what I did with my copy, but I wrote it, so I'm good.
Motion?
I motion to approve them.
Second day motion.
Discussion? Nothing? Vote?
Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0. All right. Clerk's report.
Okay, so we finalized the 2020 annual budget report back to Butler County. That was finished up and sent off to the Butler County Clerk's office. So that has been completed. And then, of course, right after that, we are able to complete the 2020 report for the Butler County Engineers Department that we have to send as well. So both of those have been done on time, ahead of time, all that stuff. I did work on, which I guess we're talking about a little bit later here, I guess, but we now have the ability for citizens of the township to receive email alerts when new content has been added or updated. So if you want to go out to the website and request to have that done, there's a link right on the front page for you guys to be able to do that. Basically what it does is that it emails us with your address. We check to make sure that you're part of Pleasant Township, and then we will grant you guys access, and then any updates that occur will automatically get emailed to you. And I know it works because we get
so you have to be a person that owns land.
You have to be part of the township, yes. It's Pleasant Township website.
Now, if they live on a road, but they're in Sedgwick County, can they still be signed up?
Because
we maintain their road. That's
because Jeff and Katie both live on a road that's not maintained by the township, and I mean they've been on the board for 4 years. So
okay,
no.
Okay, so what's the difference?
No, he just
said yes. I
wasn't
going to sign up, but I think everybody else ought to get to.
You can go to the website at any point in time, Julie, and get all the reports. You just won't get an email when something new comes out.
Why did you stop there then? Why not just eliminate
enough?
Anybody? I mean, no, don't tell me
enough.
Now. Why not just eliminate anybody from getting
all right.
those?
All right.
I'm just asking.
I'll get this back to order.
Why would you not do that?
Then we also got from the Public Works, we got a map of the roads that they showed that we maintained, which was totally messed up. So I have updated that, and Chris even noticed some more stuff that was incorrect that we'll need to update and do. On that, normal stuff, and we're good.
When I did mine, I kind of forgot.
We do yours, and then, we do the approval of vouchers right after.
So you just read the top line,
okay.
Ending balance,
okay.
Or
we our beginning balance, January 31st was, or no, January 1st would have been $293,808.11, and we
had checks and payments of $35,069.32, and we had deposits of $264,417.85, which totaled cleared transactions were $229,348.53, and our cleared balance was $523,156.64, and with the new transactions and checks, we are at $489,552.93.
All right, and that, all right, just for my records, that just takes care of the $30,000 bill that we got from the quarry.
It's right here.
Somewhere.
Yeah, right there.
There we go. Okay. I just wanted to double check.
Yes.
I keep a little side note so I know how much the guys are hauling so we don't get in trouble.
And it has the debit charges through the end of January, but nothing
February. Okay. Because you'll see another one here are coming through from CAT for the grader because the wall's separated.
I don't know if I can go back. I could probably go back and change that. Can I do it after we've looked at them and everything?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So on my note, let me make that note.
Okay. Because that was before I started writing on the receipts.
Okay. Which, show me which one.
It's under air filter.
Okay.
That one right there for PT2.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I have it.
160 grader.
Oh, but it wasn't for the grader?
No, it goes to Summit, goes to PT1 and PT2.
Okay.
I know. It gets confusing.
I'll figure it out.
All right. I don't see anything else. Is anybody else?
Nope. Everything reconciled based upon what we have out on the OneDrive.
I make a motion to approve the vouchers for January of 21.
Second.
Discussion? Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Vote clears 3-0. Overseer's report. You know, the only thing I didn't put on here was all the snow removal.
You didn't do very much.
It's only 20 hours worth, you know. Hope everybody was happy.
We did get a thank you on our email.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, typical maintenance. We finally got PT3 in the shop and was able to go over it. Last month we did PT1 and PT2. And so we're finally able to get PT3 in there because we weren't hauling rock. And so got the headlights fixed so they're not jiggling around anymore, held in with zip ties. I got that fixed. The radiator leak is fixed for now. We still have the oil leak. We graded and rocked pretty much every addition that's under, it just has rock. So I know everything from Metal Arc East that has rock in it was re-rocked and graded. And so we shouldn't have to touch them for a while. We'll have to grade again, but they finally got some material. I think I was minus 8 miles of road this last go around of moisture of grading. I have a list of culverts that need to be replaced from that good rain that we got. I addressed the no smoking in the shop equipment trucks again. Seems like I'm going to have to beat that into them. We haven't done it yet, but tomorrow we're going to be rebuilding the feed on the plow for the grader. Do you bring that battery charger?
Yeah.
Okay. We got battery maintainers for all the equipment that sits around because the batteries just keep dying off and we're getting tired of buying new batteries. So everything that sits around for a while has got a maintainer put on it. When we did get the ice on Tuesday, Randy and I went and spread the salt and sand mixture we have on all the chip seal roads. Any steep hill that we have, the curbs and the railroad crossings got treated. So, create less dangerous situations.
Did you guys treat that one on 170th on this side of the railroad tracks? His car went in the ditch yesterday morning.
We haven't treated it again because I was waiting to see what came through last night. And
I just wondered. That's always been.
Yeah, we've used that. About half of our sand and salt out there, and I've still yet to get that email, so I think she wrote my email down wrong. But in an emergency, we can go to Northern Tool and buy straight salt, 1,000-pound bag for $140 in an emergency.
But that was from?
That's Northern Tool.
No. I mean, the one where they didn't email you back, that was from
Hutch? That was from Hutchison.
Okay. Did we call Butler County? That's where we got it last.
That's where we got it last time, and they were in short supply, but okay. The price hasn't changed a whole lot.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, case. If they were out because they were spreading a lot, we could go to them. Leroy said he'd take care of me if they got into a bind.
Okay.
Then he'd have to send us somewhere else.
Okay.
We installed the culvert for Leo Rempel. Fixed Blazing Meadows. Fixed 146 with the county. The county brought out a load of screenings, and where the road had, I wouldn't really call it tracked, but it kind of got wagon tracked in a couple spots. We filled it in with some screenings and so that the water would make it off the road. And there was a few potholes in the road we fixed also. Carroll Road, which is part of 158th, we finished rocking it, and we'll continue when the weather warms up to finish the rest of the work orders that we have. Carroll was nice enough to pick up the air valves and battery box cover for PT2, so we'll be replacing them tomorrow. We already replaced the air filter.
It was huge.
I ordered an air filter for the grader because it had sucked in. It had been so plugged that the sides had given way, so I ordered a new one of those. I went ahead and we got the test back. We had to drain off 3.5 gallons of coolant and refill to raise the glycol level so we wouldn't freeze in this nasty temperature we had. And I did buy a antifreeze tester. And so now all of our equipment is past the negative 20. So none of the radiators will freeze and bust on us. We fixed the front hubs on PT4. The parts were $280. To have the local shop do it, they wanted $850. So I just did it, save us some money. Got the windshield washer fluid motor fixed on it also. So Randy's really happy that not only does he have four-wheel drive, but he can squirt washer fluid on there when he's plowing snow. And then Monday during the fiasco, the tensioner pulley went out on that truck. And so about 1:30 in the afternoon, and of course O'Reilly's didn't have one. So they ordered us one in and got it the next morning, and the truck's ready to go again. Today, Randy changed the oil on the snow plow and got the heater fixed on the PT1, so it'll change from vent to defrost without clicking. Come to find out, somebody had put a hose clamp on it. It had broke, and they put a hose clamp, and so the hose clamp and the rest of the plastic had jiggled out. And so the deal that turns was just clicking in the hose clamp. You'd be amazed at what I found out there. Look at purchasing a MIG welder to hard face the snowplow shoes and mower blades and to do repairs as well. I looked on the deal that you sent me. In 18, it doesn't list the whole Bart welder, so I have no idea where our other welder went.
So back from 2018, we didn't have it.
Nope, and I hadn't been able to go back any further to check any of the rest of them. But I don't know. There, I notice I've got to go through a lot of things. I notice we're missing several things that are on that list. I've been looking at fuel additives because, as you know, if any of you have diesels, that everybody's been gelling up. And after talking with Southwind, they only treat it to basically zero. And so, talking with Leroy and talking with a couple friends that do similar stuff up in Minnesota, they use an additive called Fuelox. And it's a $30 bottle. You pour it in each tank. It treats 480 gallons. And you're done. It treats you to negative 20. And so, and you can actually use it all year. I haven't looked to see how many barrels of fuel we go through a year yet, but you have to buy it in a case, and there's 12 per case. So it's $360, and two will treat both tanks, so we get six treatments out of it, so surely that'll do a year's worth. I don't think we go over six tanks, do we?
I don't know.
Have a look.
You wouldn't need to use it in the summer.
Yeah, you could skip the summer treatment.
Right. I mean, but it does have more, and that's the reason I put the name of it, Fuel Ox, and people with tractors and stuff.
Yeah, I would have mine out. I don't want to.
Yep. So, like, Dad's tractor's done, and we ordered what they call a T-bomb from them, and we're going to find out, because once your tractor's gelled, it's hard to get it ungelled. And so this T-bomb was $10. You throw it in the tank and wait a couple hours, and it takes the gelling away and puts it back to fuel. And so we'll find out how good it is. But a lot of municipalities up north use this. And the reason I'm talking about it is because I like to let everybody know what we're doing.
Well, I think Carol, you mentioned this at one point, was that if we know that we're going to hit this stretch like this, then yeah, we take the additive and throw it in there.
But nobody has any. That was a problem.
I understand that. I mean, when you know,
no,
when we get
no.
Nightmare.
Because I even asked at Summit when I was there yesterday, because I was going to pick up some extra for my truck, and they're out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, knock on wood.
But I've heard that
we aren't
going to
have anything
today,
like this for the rest of the month.
They said today you could get it.
Could you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, hopefully, so. Get no more, and you know, maybe we can
hopefully
look at
no
this October. Look at October and get some then.
I agree.
I mean, we can get them now. I guess it doesn't really matter. But
right. I mean, it doesn't have an expiration date on it, and it's...
Yeah, I just don't think we can
If we have another April snow, you know, we could be in trouble again.
It won't get this cold, though.
I would hope not.
I would hope not, too, but still. I mean...
Okay.
Yeah.
From January 21st to February 18th, we roughly hauled 891 tons of rock. And we had contractors haul roughly 420 tons of rock. 24 gallons of gas was used, 352 gallons of red diesel, and 240 gallons of Greeton diesel.
We only went through 24 gallons of unleaded?
From the 21st to the 18th, it only got filled up once.
Okay.
That I saw on this, on the Cinex thing.
From
on the
21st.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh.
We did only have one charge, didn't we? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Because I know
that.
He just filled up again, but
okay,
that'll be on next.
Mm-hmm. It'll be on next month. And so 160 grader is operable. Our 420 backhoe is still not. Bless Larry's heart, when he was out there and it was cold, he went to put the fuel filter back on and one of the lines broke on him because it was just so brittle from being cold. The lines are in, his truck's gelled up in the shop. So as soon as they get him a truck to get out here, he'll have us going. Instrument panel inoperable, that's been that way for years. PT1, the solenoid for the venting system is replaced as of today. We are still waiting on the mechanic for the ProStar. It's been cold. I was surprised that Foley came out on that miserable day, and now I wish he wouldn't have, but they're eating the cost of the fuel lines. PT3, oil leak. PT4, we did the tensioner pulley, it's fixed. The water truck, we went to start it before the cold weather and it wouldn't start. So we haven't done any more to it because it got cold. And that's all I have for the overseer's report. All right. Yes,
I have a question on the who welds?
I do. I do. Steve does. Doug can. He just can't see very well. I mean, he's honest with me. He can do it, but, you know, the other day we were welding on PT1. Yes, I unhooked the batteries. I know. And where the dump valve is, and we had to go on the back side. We were having to cut the welding rod to get in there. It's just a pain. It'd have been much easier to have the MIG welder to go in there and weld that nice. But, you know, we have that little, I call it a cracker box welder because it's kind of what it is. It's not strong enough to really deep weld like the shoes on the snowplow, that's a good example, because it's 1 inch, well, it's 1.25 inches, and I'm welding 3/4 inches to it. And so you really need to penetrate. And so that's why that, and then I put 1/2 inch pieces of metal on the shoes the other day before I went out. Well, yesterday I texted you?
I think so.
And I went out in 4 hours, I burnt through 1/2 inch. And so resurfacing them with the hardener makes it last longer. Or the shoes, if we buy steel shoes before we resurface them, they're $900 and some change. If we buy ones that are already hardened, they're $1,500 and some change. And so I bought 2 pieces of 1.25 inch metal today for $63. And though I know that welder was kind of a price up front, but if we wear through so many shoes and blades, it'll pay for itself by hard surfacing them, making them last. All right.
Have you guys considered using hard surfacing rod? You've got a stick welder, right?
Well, our stick welder won't run it.
Oh, well.
Nope.
That's not okay.
But that's why I was there today and trying to get it all figured out. We used to have a bigger stick welder, and we don't know where it's at.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I was talking to him about, that it's not on the 18 list, so I don't know where it got off to. Right. So I've got to go back further and find out if it got sold or what happened to it, because we had a bigger Hobart that was nice that I was welding with. And so, but it was, you know, $1,300-$1,400 Hobart. So I will be trying to figure out where that went. All right. Yes, Michael, as you said, some of these we don't vote on. We did meet at the bank to get our debit cards, but we didn't make any decisions. We also met at the shop out there so we could go over the equipment, so they could learn the numbers, the PTs, and the excavators, the graders, and everything that we had. So I just wanted to declare that. Do we know if, has Katie given you any sort of desk procedure with your word? Like how to word it, like how to use it?
The computer?
Yeah.
QuickBooks and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, is there a written down on paper how to go through it? Let's say you get smacked in a car wreck tonight on the way home. I know Michael can figure it out, but the next person, you know, we just...
Yes, she left a pretty good, and I've even added to it.
Perfect.
To make it easier, like checks go face down. And so you don't print the backside like I did the first one.
Right.
Just make sure if you get a new printer that if it's now face up that you update that.
I'll tell everyone right now, you better order it offline because no store has a printer.
That document, we should probably get on the OneDrive.
Oh, all the stuff I have that she gave me? Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's good to have a paper copy and a OneDrive copy so then anybody can do it.
I know Katie has something out there, but I don't know how accurate it is anymore.
Right.
Okay.
Have you started anything for the website, paper-wise?
What do you mean?
How to use it?
No.
Okay.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I do have some stuff that I put out on how you get documents out there.
Right.
That's all documented. Now, if you have to do any other administration, then no.
We probably need to get that.
Yeah.
Just to cover our tails and something happens to you.
Well, again, as long as you guys just add, then you're good.
Well, right, but if we have to change something and you're not available, we're going to be able to do that.
No, that's fine.
All right, first order of business. So last month you heard us talk about the rodent treatment, and Justin apologized. I apologize to Justin because we had some miscommunication, but there's either a 1-year or 2-year contract, which means after the first treatment, we'll be receiving 6 more treatments. So we have to sign a 5-year contract. He did
a
send
what?
One.
What?
A 1-year contract. I'm sorry. Sorry, I was thinking 6 more treatments.
Right.
For the, and I believe he emailed that.
He did.
Okay. So you can print that out. Said you can either sign it on the computer.
Yeah, we need 2 signatures though.
Or so print it and go from there. I make a motion to approve the 12-month, 1-year contract to All-Star Pest Control for the shop.
Second.
Any discussion? We kind of already did that. Vote.
Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0.
I still think a cat would be better.
I don't. You haven't seen
the cat would have been frozen after last week.
No, we wouldn't have.
Yeah, you would have. We lost gas for tonight.
Mm-hmm. We had made him a nice bed.
We lost gas for a night because the gas line decided to start leaking, and that's fixed and done. I'm all right. Second order of business. We've talked about this new meeting date, changing our meeting date to the 3rd Monday of each month. And I don't know why they kept printing off this stupid thing, but they only go, 2 months out?
Yeah, they only allow us to go 2 months out now.
Right. And so, that still work for you?
Yeah.
All right. I'll make a motion to move the meeting date to the 3rd Monday of each month.
Same time.
Same time, 6:30.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Same place.
As long as we can get the room.
When we looked at the calendar, there was no problems.
Okay. Okay, I second it.
We discussed it. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Vote carries 3-0. Why did this print this stupid stuff?
What's that?
The next one. That's not even supposed to be on there. That was part of something else. I'm telling you, the computer's wicked. It's got a back door. It come on there and told me it was booby-trapped. It did, I promise. I was going to take a picture, and I was just in a hurry. So just scratch out number 6. Guys, that was not supposed to be on there. So we learned we had 4 keys, 5 keys out there.
Yeah, I forgot about this. I bet you remembered it.
a lot of keys out at the mailbox, so we talked about rekeying our mailbox and just a key for each of us and being done with it.
What did I say that cost was going to be? 25? Something like that?
Yeah, it wasn't 20 very something. Much. It wasn't very much. But okay, so we have 30. So many keys out there that we don't need somebody checking our mail.
And I don't have one.
Right.
So
you don't have yours yet. I don't have mine yet. And so I make a motion to approve to rekey the mailbox at the post office.
Not to exceed $35.
Not to exceed $35? What if it does?
Then.
Okay. Then.
We'll talk about it again next time.
No. I hate doing that.
Let's just not put a price on it and just get it done. You know, I know it's an expenditure, but.
I'd be interested in knowing how 7 keys got out there.
It wasn't 7.
It wasn't 7.
So there was 4. There's 4.
How did 4 get out there?
That's a great question.
Don't know, because when he went to check on it, they told us there was 4.
We were going to get one for me, trade it, and when they said that there were that many out, we decided not to.
They keep a sheet.
No.
In the back, they keep a sheet.
They don't have it.
They don't have it there.
Well, I'm just saying, they keep a sheet that's supposed to have.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone that has a key on it.
They don't.
But they don't.
They don't have it. Because we checked.
All right. How do we want to do this?
No. That's fine.
Okay. I make a motion to approve to rekey the mailbox at the post office and have 3 keys made for the present board members.
Second.
Discussion done. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Vote carries 3-0.
Who's picking up the mail?
Michael has been.
What?
Picking up the mail.
You want to have the other 5 keys? Oh,
I know. Well, hopefully nobody's done that.
Funny rats.
I think everything's been pretty much squared away on our computer system. Mm-hmm. All right. As Michael talked about, we've done the update for the website so you guys can get automatic emails if you want to sign up. If there's a meeting, if we have a special meeting for closing the road, whatever, it'll notify you. So I know a lot of people are wanting to do that. What this was supposed to say, and I don't know why it jumbled around again, but where are we at on the people to listen to the meetings?
So I did investigate some of them. There's one that I found that is free, but they say it's free, but then they say something about if you want to donate to it. So I guess I wanted to have a discussion on whether or not we just want to go with free or if we want to donate. Their recommendation was $100.
$100. And what does that get us, like?
That's another thing. I didn't want to go sign up for it because I didn't want to be on a list if it wasn't real.
You don't have one of them emails that you just throw all your junk
mail to? I could. I could do that. Give me another month.
Okay.
I mean, worst case scenario, we're looking, you know, they are saying this is what they recommend. It doesn't mean we have to do $100.
Right.
You know, we could give $10. We could give $1,000 if we wanted to.
Right.
We use it one time a month for hopefully 15 minutes.
Right. I mean.
And so,
well, even 30 minutes, but still there's those that are medically disabled.
No, I get it. I want to be fair if we utilize the service, but I also don't want to just, you know, it's not like we're going to be crushing their system.
Right.
With that.
All right. So we're going to investigate more into that. I tell you what, tired of that computer. All right. Kind of lost track of where I'm at here.
Number 9.
I know, I'm getting there.
Okay.
All right.
No, you didn't do number 8, which is set your pay.
No, that's number 9.
Oh, well, then.
Number 8 was the website update.
Number 8 on mine.
It is.
Mine too.
I'm telling you. I'm telling. That's the computer. It says it's booby trapped, and when I go into the agenda that's got the grader and stuff on it, this is what printed. And so I've had enough. I'm going to take that thing to Ribbit and let them
deal with it. No, just give it to me. I'll re-image it.
Let me go get you another agenda from the table.
Yeah, because I guess mine's
not. No, because mine matches yours.
And mine is matching yours as well.
Okay, you guys are matching mine. Yes. Okay. All right, so number 9, set pay for Chris Kilpatrick at $45,000. Down from $46,576 from previous overseer. As follows, as of February 1st, 2021 to February 21st, 2021. And go to $45,000 annually. I said that's not.
That's as of.
From the 1st through the 21st, received the other overseers, because we had. Because I've been working since the 1st.
Okay, I have one thing.
And I have the answer for that.
You
and they are getting it.
The insurance?
Yep. I talked with Lonnie tonight. And so,
talked with who?
Lonnie.
Okay.
He called me, and he was supposed to email me a deal, and he says they are getting me covered on that. And I have that affidavit somewhere that I'm sending them. Hopefully it got sent to them, because obviously I can't even print out an agenda right tonight. Without super problems, or send it. But yes, last year, I'll just make it publicly known, last year somebody got a ticket under my name in Georgia, and they suspended my license in Kansas for it. And so they were doing a truck stop when I was driving a truck for another company, because my brake lights were stuck on, and I was told that my license is suspended, so I got driving on suspended. So call Georgia, get all this information, come to find out somebody used my name, and it would cost way more than I have, so I paid the ticket, went on with it. Well, our insurance come back and said we need an affidavit stating that it wasn't you.
Well, you had to pay it to get your license back.
No, I had to get my license back, because I need my license back for work. So I have my license back. I've had it back since last year, and so our insurance company wanted an affidavit. I got it for them, and so now I'll be covered to be able to drive the, not only the equipment, but the trucks, because at first I was only able to drive the equipment. And so.
How are you going to fight that?
Fight what?
How are you going to fight that in Georgia?
There is no fighting it in Georgia.
Because you don't have to worry about Kansas.
Kansas is where the problem is.
Okay, so explain to me a little bit here, this February 1st, 2021.
That's when I started working out there, grading, supervising Randy, because he needs somebody to hold his hand constantly. And I hate to put it that way, but there is no other way to put it. I have to stand over him to get him to do anything.
So
because when I showed up today, he was sitting in the chair smoking a cigarette in the shop. Yep.
Okay, so the $46,000, I'm trying, that's the part I'm understanding.
That's what Robert was making.
Yeah, maybe with the bonus.
That's what Andrew at Cook told me.
Yeah.
He was making monthly.
That would, making monthly?
Or biweekly. If you figured it up biweekly, he was making.
According to the minutes that aren't right, $46,576.
Right. Give me a second here. I wrote it down. $1,791 and some change.
So what are you asking for? So from February 1st to February 21st, you want that pay for those 2 weeks?
Right. And then go down to the 45K.
After that. So you want to be back paid and then going forward.
You want paid more for February 1st to the 21st.
Well, it's kind of what they were paying the last overseer.
But how long has he been gone?
I don't know.
Since September.
If you want to pay me 45K from February 1st on, I'm happy with that.
Well, I have a question. Nobody was hired to start with.
When I was elected, I was hired.
The board didn't hire you. You appointed yourself as a hiree.
If you go into the book, it says that the trustee is the overseer.
If that's what he wants to do.
If that's what I want to do.
I'd like to see a motion to hire yourself then.
I guess that's the way I read this, and you're right, it does not say that, but yes, we would, from a board perspective, hire you as an employee.
But if they hire you as an employee, then that implies that they can fire you. I guess they could do that too, as long as you understand that you could hire yourself right back.
I understand everything. I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
It's whatever the board feels like comfortable doing. But
well, I mean, we've set precedents in the past. There's always somebody
precedents.
That's... Huh?
Set many precedents.
So we've set precedents in the past where it's been hired. And I think, I mean, with Gail bringing it up, I think that...
I'm okay with that.
I don't see a problem with
that. Well, Jeff wasn't the overseer, but Rick was. And Jack was.
And you fired Jack.
We fired Jack because we were in control of the meeting. And then Jack quit as overseer. But if he hadn't quit as overseer, and as trustee, he could have hired himself back.
If it was the board voted for that.
The board voted to fire him, but I'm just telling you what I've read myself, and I've consulted the Kansas Attorney General. If he would have stayed on as trustee, he could have gone in and hired himself back. Check it out. You don't believe me? Check it out.
Well, then we have to...
Women in this county don't know shit.
You
I
know
mean,
what?
If that's the case,
you know what?
Then we need to...
We just got this. We haven't had... But the time that you guys have had to look at it. So if it's going to go like this, maybe we need to bench it and discuss it since we haven't discussed it.
I don't know.
It.
If Chris hasn't been paid, I think that's really wrongful. Have you been paid yet? Well, then
no.
That's a...
He gets paid as the overseer. Or as the, sorry, the trustee.
If he hasn't been paid yet as the overseer, which he's already appointed himself as and he can legally do, then it's... something that you can take up, I guess, with the Kansas Department of Labor.
All right, so...
That's what Rick did.
First of all,
a huge fight.
Yeah.
In the past, the board has always discussed this application for an employee, and they voted to hire.
When Jeff and Katie was there, yes.
You know what?
Before that, no.
I don't want to fight. Okay.
I've been
working my tail off.
I know you
there.
Have. And
you've done a good job.
And I think you've done
but
a great job.
We don't need this right here.
Right. And I'm willing to pay you $45,000 and vote you in. But with what she is telling me, maybe we need to back that off because of what she's saying legally is what's going on.
No, I'm saying what his legal rights are. You can do what you want. I'm not on the board. I'm not even in the district. I just come to support Chris.
I think you need to review it and bring it up.
But in the meantime, he still needs to be paid.
Yeah, you still need to get paid. But
to make sure it's legal.
The trustee is the overseer, but that being an overseer doesn't necessarily mean you're an employee. The trustee is the overseer. Okay. Does it say somewhere that the overseer is an employee?
It does say in there that you can be paid.
You can be, but we've got to vote on it.
Right, and I'm okay with voting
on it. And I'm okay with it too, but if it's going to get into this kind of an argument without us being able to discuss it before the meeting, then I want to table it.
It's not supposed to be discussed before the meeting.
Stop, please.
It's supposed to be in the public meeting.
We can do this right here in public. Okay, I don't have a problem making a motion or, you know.
I definitely think you need to be paid for what you've done. I think you've worked a lot of hours. I have a hang up still. I want to see the insurance.
Okay.
Which is legitimate, I think.
Right. And you should have that tomorrow.
Okay.
So that's the reason I went ahead and put it on here tonight, because I talked with Lonnie tonight. He says, we're going to get you insured whether we have to go through a different company or not. I said, okay, that's what I needed to know.
And he talked to me as well.
So.
I didn't get talked to.
You didn't answer your phone, Carol.
You don't know how many phone calls I've been on the phone today. I'm tired of talking on the phone. All right. So,
do we table it until it's done and paid for what he's done?
The only thing that I would have to say is that we set this pay contingent on insurance.
That's what I was just writing down, just to get it worded, because I know I'm going to get the insurance.
And then I guess then once we review the statutes of that, if anything comes up of that, and if we have to talk to Darren DeVinny to get that clarified, if anything changes from there, then we'll reestablish it next month if there's any issues.
Okay. I'm all right with that.
As a side note, I might suggest you no longer perform any duties for the township. You're out there working on something and your hand gets chopped off.
I'm insured.
Yeah, he's insured.
I'm insured. I just could not, the only part of the insurance, I could not drive the dump truck, the snow,
any of the vehicles.
Trucks. Right. I could drive all the equipment, and I was covered under everything else, which.
Yeah, all three of us are covered under the board.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure he's protected.
Yeah, so if I get a paper cut, I'm good.
It's kind of, you know, Lonnie and I talked about it quite a bit tonight. It's kind of wishy-washy how it all works out. Even if I, you know, driving my personal truck on the clock, I'm still covered under township policy.
Okay.
It's kind of silly how it all works out. But because of, they didn't want the premium to go up is what we were trying to avoid because of this stupid ticket. And so that's why they put this deal on here, is to try to keep our premium down. And so I wish I didn't have to deal with it, because they just sent me another bill for $250 for the state of Georgia. So it's heartbreaking, but what do you do? It would cost me thousands to go down there and fight, because I'm not a state resident, so I couldn't get a court-appointed attorney.
Stay out of the state for the next 5 years.
But. So, to make this, again, if we're going to be equitable whenever it comes to this, can we set your pay at $45,000 a year, but pay you from February or January, whatever date that you started as the 19th? Basically, two paychecks worth. To get you caught up with now.
As at the $45,000?
Yeah.
He's not going to argue that.
Yeah, I'm giving him more, but I mean, just from an accounting perspective, I'm thinking of you, Carol. You're going to have to submit a request at one rate, and then you have to
go
back.
No, we already went back and said, make it 45.
Make it 45.
Don't do the 46.
Okay. On February 1st.
We already said that.
Okay.
Because technically, I didn't, you know, I was answering phone calls and everything from the 11th, but technically I didn't start out there over him until the 1st of February.
Okay, that's still going to be a funky paycheck, though, because it's the first, we pay the first through the 15th, and then the 16th till the end of the month.
It won't be funky. I just get one paycheck.
Yeah, I guess you're just going to get one paycheck
and then another paycheck at the end of the month.
All right,
when
fine.
I finish.
Yep, okay.
All right. You see, I kind of paid attention there. That's the reason I figured on the 1st.
So.
All right. With insurance approval to operate.
What is all that noise?
What noise are you hearing? The furnace kicking on?
No, it's
the
a
ring.
Or ticking.
The ring?
Yeah, it's constant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's driving me crazy.
I bet it's the lights. I bet there's something with the lights.
Bows.
It's a ringing, isn't it?
Yeah, ringing. What does number 10 mean?
Well, that wasn't, it was the sign-up notification. 10, like, I don't understand why all this stuff jumbled around when I deleted it, and some of this was part of, but it was part of number 8. It was about the website. When you sign up, you get notified, you know, for new meetings and stuff.
Oh. Let's go through number 9.
All right. Okay. I've got motion to hire Chris Kilpatrick with insurance approval to operate all equipment and vehicles starting February 1st at $45K a year.
Contingent on insurance.
Well, that's with insurance approval.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. You're abstaining?
I'm abstaining. All right. And number 10 was supposed to be part of number 8, but I don't know what you guys it says out there. Okay, so number 11, where is, huh?
Consider replacement of PT3 truck.
Right, but I had all the prices of the trucks under there.
Yeah, it's here. Here, I'll just give you mine. Y'all can share it.
This is what I was waiting on all day. Okay, so I know last month we talked about replacing PT4, which is our little fire truck snowplow. But after reviewing PT3, it's starting to eat at least 2 quarts of oil a week.
Which truck is PT3?
The red one.
That all.
The red one that you were operating.
That all never made sense to me. PT3 is the red truck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right. The Sterling that they no longer make anymore. And so I told Michael I would get some estimates from people and we could talk about it in the meeting because that's what we're supposed to do.
It's only a year old.
No, PT3 is a 2007.
It's 2020.
No, this is an estimate.
Oh.
That's for, okay, so Summit has a 2020 International, which is brand new, no 0 miles, with a 300 horsepower Allison, automatic 15-foot steel box, a tarp, blah, 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 for $107,000. Wichita Truck Center has a Freightliner set up just like a state truck. You know the state trucks, the orange ones. Okay, you can get it with just the tarp, 350 horsepower, a stainless box for $125,000. The same truck with the snow plow and the spreader box packs and all the lights and stuff, it was $180,000. Peterbilt decided to withdraw from giving us a quote because they did not have time today. That's who was.
Spreader box meaning
spreader. Just like our salt dog.
Okay.
So he threw them both out there.
trading in?
Well, I was advised from two out of the three guys to look at putting our truck on Purple Wave because it could give us 15 to 20 more thousand than trade in. This is just a start of discussion.
What's ours worth?
Trade in 30,000 to 35,000.
So you think you could get over 50 for?
Around 45, 50 is what they think Purple Wave would do.
Hey, can I just say one thing? Richland found another site where there's no minimum, like Purple Wave has a minimum. And they charge a lot more than this other site that Richland found. And they had somebody.
Right, Jerry's going to get back to me on that.
Yeah, they found somebody bought their grader from overseas.
Right, yeah. So, Jerry's going to get back to me on that. This is just a start of conversation because after going over PT3, the engine brake doesn't work. And so when we're towing our excavator, it's nerve-wracking to the guys to try to get it stopped. And that's an expensive repair. The oil leak, the guy said $5,000 to $7,000 on the low end to fix the oil leak. But we could be looking 10 to 12, depending on how much time it takes them to pull that engine to replace the front and rear main seal. And so looking at the cost of, you know, if we add them up, we probably got 15 to 20,000 worth of repairs that need to be done. So you put that against, you know, 50,000, and that's a third of the value of the truck.
So what is this whenever it comes to, do they have leasing options?
They do. The $107,000 truck the guy got back with me, you could go from 3, 4, 5, you could go from 3 to 7 years. Interest would be around 3%. These guys got in the snowstorm and they apologized. They just totally forgot to get me these bids. That is. Okay, we could go no penalty or no payment for a year. No penalty for an early payoff. The engine has 3 years unlimited warranty. The tranny has 3 years unlimited. We could get up to a 5-year. I had that pulled up here. Stupid thing. He emailed me the warranty information. Okay, to extend the Allison warranty to 5 years is only $1,264. The engine and after treatment can go 6 years, 150,000 miles for $6,530, or 200,000 miles for $8,460. So just kind of some rough numbers to talk about. Because like I was telling Michael.
How long did the red truck PT3 go before they started having repairs? Do you know?
It's been having repairs for, I know, the last 4 years.
But it's 7, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's
and been, and at 20 years, they stopped making parts.
What's the mileage on it, Chris?
113,000, I believe. That's why it's got that $50,000. It's kind of a sad deal.
Not so many miles, it sounds like it's.
Right, but that's what gives us that retail value up there. Because, you know, trade-in, they have to look at it like it's got 500,000 miles.
Yeah.
But I'm worried that after what I've seen with the guys, that one day the seal will blow out of the front and they're going to try to get back to the shop because they're scared about being broken down to the side of the road. And the thing's going to run out of oil and we're going to be replacing the motor.
Kind of like what happened to the grader that time?
Yep. And so, well, I've emailed on the little truck. I emailed Parks Motors, Rusty Eck, Eddie's, Donovan, the place in Park City. And I've got one email back asking if he could call me, and I sent him my phone number and haven't received a call.
So on these still box, what is it a still box that we have on there now?
Yes.
Do we have any problems with that?
No. The deal, and the deal with the stainless box is the state orders that truck with stainless sides, it's still got a steel bottom.
But that adds the price, right?
Yes. Stainless. If we were to look at the $105,000 truck and we put a stainless box on it, we'd be looking at $130,000.
I guess I'm just trying to understand that if we don't have any problems with the current one that we've had since 2007, why would we spend the extra money on stainless?
That's the reason I didn't put it on there.
I'm just trying to...
If
there's a reason...
On the $125,000, you can take off about $6,000 for the stainless versus steel. So it'd be around $119,000.
So what's the difference in the two trucks?
2 years.
One's a Freightliner in 2020, and the other one's a 2022 with a 15-foot stainless box.
I meant without the bed. Is there?
There's really no difference. They both have.
Because they're Cummins both brand new.
Yep. They both have the 350 horsepower Cummins with the Allison automatic in it. And the reason I looked at automatic is because Doug has a bad back and it's getting hard on him to push the clutch. And he's a good truck driver. And
so
Randy's the same way.
So this International is 107. That one is.
Right,
the
2020 International with 350 horsepower Cummins. I know it doesn't say Cummins, but that's what it is. Allison automatic, 15-foot steel box is $107,000. And he's got a couple of those sitting in his yard. That was from Wichita or Summit. I don't know what happened to all my notes and crap. I'm really ticked off. The Freightliner 2022 is from Wichita Truck Center, where we got the Sterling. And what he quoted me was a truck just like the state's, because it was easy for him. He knew the prices right offhand. He said if we wanted to take and order that truck and put a steel box on it, you know, you can knock off, he said, $5,000 or $6,000.
I mean, if the International had mileage on it, I would think differently.
But it has no miles on it, so I mean, $107,000 is really hard to beat. And that's what Mike Grady at the Truck Center said. He said we got flown out of the water.
So we're looking at $107,000, 3% interest. I think it would be unfair for us to extend this past your guys' at least tenure of 4 years. Not saying you guys aren't going to run and win again. But, I don't know.
It stinks, but, you know.
I mean, we're just going to be paying our final payment on the grader.
And having no payments.
Is the box on the red one a 15-foot now?
No, it's a big box.
Randy
bought those trucks, he bought them way too big. Randy, right?
Rick.
He bought them because he was hauling from Arc City and Cedarvale. So he bought the biggest truck he could get to haul the most amount from down there.
But we still have the belly dump.
We still have the belly dump. But it's inoperable right now.
We hauled some from Arc City.
Huh?
He didn't haul it from Cedarvale. He hauled some from Arc City.
He hauled rock from Cedarvale.
No, he never did. Nope. I guarantee you he didn't.
Okay, so...
Arc City.
I know he got the river rock from Arc City.
Yeah.
But... I mean, it's something we can table till next month. It's not like PT3 is going to blow up between now and then. But we have to look at, I'm afraid this summer with the heat, it might. Because it's starting to give us more problems and more problems.
You got a bed vibrator and all that stuff on it?
We don't need a bed vibrator. We have one now that doesn't work.
Does it lift up?
Yeah. I mean, it dumps. It doesn't have the...
After all the times Mike hit all the power lines.
All the, the bed doesn't... We don't have the solenoid problems with the extra lifts on the gate. It's just a standard gate, and it will come off easily. Couple pins and it comes off, so we can put the salt dog in the back of it.
So what is it? So what's the size of the one we have now?
It's, you can call it an 18 ton truck,
but I mean 15 foot steel box. What you said?
I think it's a 16 or 17 foot box. Basically, we're going from hauling 18 and a half ton to 15 ton.
Unless Steve goes and tells him to jack it up to 22.
Well, Steve and Randy both have been told not to do that no more.
Well, they can't because we told them Southwest.
That and the quarry is on them because of that paved road. And we got to think about our chip sealed roads as well. With that much weight in that truck turning, it really puts a burden on our chip seal. And it really crushes our rock down.
That's a good thing.
No, I'm talking crush like powder.
Not on the chip seal road.
No, not on chip seal. But it is for...
Compaction, yes, is a good thing, but the 15 ton is plenty to haul.
Well, I say we table this, but keep looking into it. Maybe this month.
I'll get some more. More quotes, because I know they want to
slow down.
I know that they wanted to do some stuff. I just wanted to get some numbers out there and start the discussion on it because, like I said, PT3, she's been a good girl for a long time, but...
Well, and if we could get 50,000 out of that, then you're talking 57 difference.
Right.
Does that sound better to you, Mike?
It does. It does.
So, I mean...
And I'd definitely like to point, you said both of them had no penalties for early pavement?
Mike didn't get back with me at Wichita Truck Center, but he was pretty sure they didn't have penalties.
Okay.
But I know that the 2020 International didn't.
Okay.
So he was pretty sure they didn't. And I kind of felt sorry because she was going into her father who was dying, and she still answered her phone for him.
And I know Chris and I have talked about it, but I just want to make sure that, Carol, you know, and everybody else knows. My thought process behind this is that if we are going to buy any big equipment, that we either outright pay for it or we at least put 50% down. I don't want to overburden the next elected officials. If we get too crazy. And so that's just my mindset whenever I think about that.
Right.
If half of it is already paid off because we sold the other one, fantastic. But I just don't want to have huge loans. And that's why I also want leases. I don't want a loan, if possible.
I like the idea if you can pay it off anytime you want.
Well, see, if we pay this thing off, if we do a purchase, then we can keep it, 15, 20 years. Just like we've got that one.
Yeah, agreed.
At least you turn it back in after so long.
Well, no, I mean, we can continue. We can then just
trade it back in and start a new lease.
You can do a lease purchase, and you're not allowed.
Yeah, lease purchase, I guess.
Can we...
You're allowed to do, I think Michael's right. I don't think you're allowed to do anything but a lease purchase. I don't think you can borrow money from the bank.
No,
I think you have to lease.
That's whatever this is here.
Isn't that right?
In that respect, I don't know. I know that's the way we've always done it, and maybe that's the reason why.
I'm pretty sure that's the way the state's set up, though.
Like I said, she was going into her dad dying, and so she ran through this real quick with him and said, it's going to be around 3% interest. We can schedule the first payment from a year from now. You can go 3 to 7 years, no penalty for early payoff. The engine has a 3-year unlimited. The training has a 3-year unlimited.
Okay, I have a question. So if we talk about this month and look over some more and you get more figures, can we put the PT3 up for sale before?
The next meeting? Not unless
No, not before the next meeting, but can we put it up for sale before we, or, you know, like when we say, how quick could we put it up for sale, the PT3?
You got a subcontractor.
We could put it up for sale right now. I mean.
Because if we came up
with
that 50.
I would really want the belly dump parking before we did that.
It'll be going. He'll be out this next week. Because I told him that I'll get it in the shop one way or the other, but I've had to let it warm up because I guarantee it's gelled.
It's something to consider. Well, it's going to be in the 60s next week.
Right.
So, I mean, is that a possibility? Maybe get that done before and then we say, hey, we're good?
We would need to throw it as an agenda item to say that we're going to do that. I mean, I don't have a problem with it as long as we aren't without some sort of rock hauler.
Well, that's what I'm asking him. Chris knows more than.
Well, you know, we have the Corey's kind of iffy on their rock hauler, but Randy's got his sitting there constantly. But right now, I mean, we've rocked a lot of roads, and the weather's going to have to get a lot better before we do much more rocking for a little while. We're going to go into trees this next week. And so, I mean, if we wanted to look at putting it up for sale now, I don't see that we couldn't. Because we still have PT1 and PT2 will be going.
Well, maybe we ought to make sure that the other trucks are going, or the belly dump or whatever.
Right.
Well, we could still vote on the point of putting it up for sale.
Yep.
So.
When the other stuff is gone, when you feel like it's ready.
So, okay. I mean, do we want to just leave it till next month, or do you want a motion to... When the other two trucks are 100%, we can look at putting it up for sale.
I'm okay with that.
All right. So I'm gonna.
Is it running right now, Chris?
PT3.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stick it for sale, find it while you're driving around.
Yeah, it's running. Like I said, I'm just nervous about that oil because it's gotten worse.
Drop it off over here at Dick's.
And so I have him, he's supposed to check the oil every time before he starts it, but I try to check it myself because I know better. But we have noticed that it's, when it's running all week, it's eating at least 2 quarts.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't seem like a lot because it holds, you know, probably 3-4 gallons of oil, but.
It probably holds about 11.
I don't think it's that big.
That's
10
at least.
I don't know.
Gallons?
Really?
I don't think it's about 5 gallons. I just looked at it, I don't remember. It surprised me how small it was.
Really? Gail's probably driven that more than anybody here.
Alright, so I make a motion to put PT3 to have the availability to put PT3 up for sale when PT2 and PT1 are both 100% sound.
Operational.
And operational.
Yeah. Let's just say operational.
Okay. Well, let me redo that then. I make a motion to put PT3 up for sale when PT2 and PT1 are both 100% operational.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We still need a table 11.
Which 11?
Consider replacement of PT3. 10 on here, 11 okay. On our other one.
Right. All right, we are tabling the purchase of a new truck to replace PT3 until next month.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. And so the other day, somebody got a phone call and our account went up a little bit. And so we have to do that. So I make a motion to accept the fee from Cook CPA from $135 to $150 monthly.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 3-0. Number 12, I have, said, I don't know if we need to vote on this one, but I've been looking into seeing to get the best rate on the insurance because it's coming up for renewal. And did talk to Lonnie. He's going to check with some of his places, but I've also checked with a few others. Because the more money we save with all this business stuff, the insurance payments, the more money I can put on the roads. And that's what's really important. So $1,000 or $2,000 doesn't seem like much, but it's a lot when it comes to loads of rock.
Yeah, the only thing that I would have to say whenever it comes to that is that I want to be, and I told this to Lonnie, I'm like, I don't want to go because we got the general insurance that the fine print doesn't cover everything.
No,
so we got to make sure.
It's going to be apples to apples.
It has to be exactly apples to apples.
It'll be apples to apples.
And if it's, he said he'll come and explain it to us, but, you know, he said he would advise against doing it if it's only saving us $500 because of what EMC does.
Who is Lonnie?
He's the ICI. He's one of the owners of ICI. They're the ones that manage our insurance.
Okay.
So
why would he want us to go or even look at something?
He gets a big premium.
Oh, they all do. That's,
yeah.
They all
that's
do.
That's their job.
But, you know, it's one of those, if, you know, just like your home insurance, if you don't check that every couple of years, then and you won't even notice it. But where I shop around constantly, I've kept my insurance rate down.
Well, I think that, Lonnie has proposed that he will come and talk to us. And I think that if we find other ones, they should be willing to come and talk to us at a meeting as well.
Oh, yeah.
To give us their dog and pony.
Yep. I told him that's fine. I want apples to apples. I don't want, the back door treatment over here where it looks good on paper, but when it comes down to it, we're not getting the same insurance.
Agreed.
So, and I've told Lonnie that, if you can get us a better rate, get us a better rate. I mean, that's what you're there for.
And if you find somebody else that gives us a better rate that's apples to apples, then again, let's see what they have to do,
We've been with
IMI for 20-some years.
Right.
I'm not saying that that's right or wrong, but,
What would have been wrong if I told him he couldn't give me another quote?
It's true.
Threatening that you're going to look somewhere else.
Well, he did.
I did.
And that's why they said they'll come and talk to us.
He jumped on it and said, I can go through other. I said, that's fine. I said, I'm just looking for the best rate, Lonnie.
Yeah,
I said, insurances go up and down. I said, if we can save a couple thousand, that's 10 loads of rock I can put on a mile of road.
That's what you should do.
Right. I mean, it's no different than what we do personally for our home and auto. You got to check every year.
I don't go to the general.
No.
I don't know why I bring that up. Their commercials are awful. I think this one is. But they've been around for 60 years, so I guess they're okay. All right.
So that's...
Whoa.
What did
I just
you
read
have?
14.
Huh?
I just read 14.
I don't have 14.
14's on the other page. I don't understand why. I'm telling you, I had notes on one page and stuff on the other.
So is that one of them or not one of them?
No. No.
14 is not one of them.
14 is not one of them.
Okay, good.
I'm taking...
What's 14? I only have 13.
Consider approval for the laptop. Now, if a laptop's going to cost me more than $500, I think...
Give it to me.
But
let me reimage it.
It's going to take more than that. I can tell you that.
Well, let him play with it anyway.
All right. I'll let you
play
with it.
Not a printer. Get a printer.
I'm getting a printer, but no. I had notes and stuff wrote down on one, and I don't understand why these did what they did.
Okay.
This is what the computer's doing. This is all printed at the same time.
So are we on discuss flex time?
Yes, discuss flex time for salaried employees. When I asked you about does it start at 40, I think it should start at least 43. Because of clocking in and out, give us some time. Because if we show up 15 minutes early, start the truck, and then we get back to the shop at 3:30. It takes us a few minutes to get our stuff. and we're given flex time for that.
Michael, are you a salaried employee? Can I ask, please?
I am.
Okay. When I was a salaried employee everywhere, I was expected to give 5 hours a week minimum. And a lot of times I gave more than that without pay. And nobody ever gave me shit for flex time. However, I could take off and go to the doctor and nobody expected me to come back. As long as I came in the morning and stayed 30 minutes, I could really go to the doctor at 10 o'clock and never show up again if that's what I wanted to do. But
so this brings up the bigger question of flex time versus overtime. Right. And the reason why flex time was implemented was to deter from overtime, which could technically cost us a lot more in costs.
And did. Well, and did cost a lot more in the past.
So now, with that also being said, there was not a trustee slash overseer. There was a trustee and an overseer.
Right.
And so there were the checks and balances weren't there. You can watch closer. Hey, you know what? We're getting close to 40 hours a week. Or I know, Randy, you've worked 50 hours this week. You need to be done. You know, with no oversight, he would have worked 80 hours a week if he knew he was getting time and a half.
Well, he was putting in, what, 50 hours a week?
Well, I mean, whenever Randy, you know, when Randy left, or when Robert left, we needed him to, you know,
right,
to do those extra hours, and that's why we paid out his flex time that he wasn't able to use from last year.
Right.
So there's a couple things. For one thing, in the book, there we only give a half an hour for lunch, and we also don't have them clock out for that time. So right there, we're at 8.5 hours. So that's a half an hour of flex time they're getting paid for, unless you tell them to leave 30 minutes early.
Well, I don't know when he's been clocking out lately.
It's around 3-ish.
So if he's 3 to 3:30. Then he's putting in basically 7 to 3 and going home.
Right.
So he's getting paid for his lunch break, which I don't have a problem with.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because, I mean, most of the time he eats a sandwich or something and continues on with work. I'm just trying to figure out if, you know, if we started at 43, that takes, you know, a couple hours of flex time away that we really shouldn't be paying anyways.
And how'd you come up with 3? Why not 5?
Well, we can do 5.
I'm just throwing.
You know,
why didn't
there's 5? There's 5 days a week, and so you got a half hour. You know, you got 15 minutes, roughly, and so it come up with 2.5.
Okay.
So a day. So I just said 3. But I mean, 45 is also. I'm just looking at, you know, because if we clock in at 6:45. Then that gives you 15 minutes to get the truck started. And if you get back to the shop, say at 3:30, that gives you 15 minutes to get it fueled and shut down. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I know other places, and this is kind of what they did with salary is, you know, you were required to be there 15 minutes early, have your truck started and ready to go. Oil checked, everything. That truck better be road ready by 7 o'clock. And so, I mean, and there could be a day like, you know, today. I could have said, get out of there earlier. Tomorrow I could say, you know, 2 o'clock, go home. And that kind of takes up for that slack. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to use his flex time. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of not in the handbook, and so
well,
I'm
I mean,
curious.
It says in the handbook it states 40 hours. Yep. 40 hours
it
is whenever flexed. 40 flex
hours, and so it's hard to keep that right at 40 hours.
I have no problems with that. So, 43 hours, fine with me.
43 hours, all right. What do you think? What are your thoughts, Colonel?
I'm good with it.
I know it seems silly, and I'm taking away from myself, but in the long run, when you're a salary employee, you're supposed to give and take. You're supposed to average your hours out to 40. And so, like the other day, he had to work a certain amount of hours and he was constantly watching the clock, and that's, he wouldn't get anything done because he's doing this. I'm like,
okay, but all right. Our employees need to understand they get 80 hours of PTO plus up to 50 hours of flex time. They shouldn't be watching the clock to make sure when they leave or when they don't leave. If they're done with their work and you say it's okay.
He's constantly watching that clock.
They need to go.
Man, it's already 11:30.
That's the way it's supposed
to be. It's time for lunch. I'm like, I didn't think it was lunchtime already. I'm working.
So we call them flex time and comp time the same thing?
Basically, it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there was it something is. That was passed last year about comp time.
Yeah, we call it flex time, but okay. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
We increased the comp flex time from 40 hours to 50 hours.
Because by labor standards, it's two separate things. Flex time is one thing, comp time is another.
Okay.
But maybe that's you why should we call it comp time because they're salary. We never called it flex time at work. It was comp time. Just saying. Know. Maybe you guys could check into that before you vote on it.
Yeah, I can check more into it, but I'm just trying to make it easier.
I mean, we have it in the handbook now as flex time. Let's just vote it as 43.
Okay.
I'll just put that on there. Let's get that done.
I make a motion to move flex time to start at 43 hours for salary employees.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Vote passes 3-0. You guys got anything?
I got a couple things.
What?
You've been down the detour today. It is crumbling and falling apart.
The what?
The detour road to the county.
Mm-hmm.
It's been said the county is going to come in and
And they have
over
been.
All that when it's done. And
Leroy and I had conversation because I wanted to make sure what the understanding
it
was.
It is really crumbling today in a lot of places.
They
done a terrible job of cleaning the snow off.
Yes, they did. And believe it or not, I even ran the grader down them roads with my plow on it just to try to help a little bit. But, yeah, it was bad, and it's terrible.
We don't need the county to.
They're not going to shortchange us.
Right. Leroy has been very nice to us whenever it comes to all this stuff.
Yep.
The road numbering system makes no sense to me.
Okay. It's very simple.
I know what you're going to tell me, but I'll tell you how it's simple. Sure.
If you're standing at your house looking north, the farthest mile is 1. You live on mile 5.
No, the farthest mile is 2. Because 1/20th. So you're starting at 2. 2 through 7, you'd have it. You start at Lake Road. The first mile is 11,000. That's 1. Go west to 6, and you
I didn't
it.
Come up with this.
It's
this is
simple.
Before my time.
It is simple.
That is so confusing.
No,
it makes
not.
No sense.
Why is it confusing?
I'm kidding. It totally
the
makes sense.
Of the road
so why don't we call it...
The,
why don't we call it 120, 130?
I get it, but I didn't do this, Gail.
I know you didn't, but...
But now we'd have to go through and change everything.
Well, anyway. And
I haven't gotten it yet.
Also, there was no log on roads graded. Is that something we're going to do away with, or what?
No, we are working on implementing a... I got a picture. I had a template built out, but as you can see, nothing else worked. Sorry, I got notebooks from everything. We're working on work order log. Everybody can see that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And then you have the equipment work order log. You come in, what you did, all that. And then you have a truck work order log where they hauled rock and everything. I have all the roads that I graded, but I didn't have time to type them all in.
Good.
So.
And if you can explain your road numbering system to me, I'm welcome to hear it.
And I plan on getting a map just for you to hang up right here.
No, I know how it works for you, but it makes no sense.
I didn't come up with it, but I've been around it long enough that it's pretty simple. So, do you have anything, Rex?
I tried to tell Jeff it was wrong, and he wouldn't listen. That's all I got.
The bridge on 100, on county line between 148 and 150. There's been two cars off of that thing since 6 months.
On County Line Road, you mean?
Yep, where that guardrail was taken out.
Are they planning on whenever or...
I have your answer.
...oversee that if that road gets chip sealed, are they going to replace that bridge?
Yes. They are trying to move that up to the beginning of this year to get that bridge replaced. Because I've kind of hinted around with Leroy that was a high traffic road, and so it's going to be up on our list in the next couple of years. So,
and I think it was Leroy in charge of the bug.
The what?
The BOMAG.
Yes.
BOMAG.
Yes.
Yeah, I called him and praised him for the good job, the work they did to do that.
But now 140th is starting to fall apart.
Well, but hey, it's...
It's better than it was, right?
Yes, oh, very much so. We can just keep the 30-mile-an-hour rate.
Yes. And anyway. Once the frozen ground thaws, signs are going up.
Signs are up.
Well, some of them are up. We don't have the whole township done.
Anyway, that's it.
There's two things I wanted to tell you. I've been having the occasion to drive down 140th a lot. And I've driven down there probably 6 times a week in the past month and a half.
140th?
The detour?
140th to the west of Butler.
Two.
Down to the County Line Road. And then I go back. And then I go back to the south.
You're going towards his place.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
are you supposed to take the detour up off Connie?
Rex?
She's probably going to see your wife.
No, actually, I have another friend that has eggs down there. I go get. And anyway, I've been noticing a lot of electric company trucks. Mm-hmm. And I remember when we made this agreement, they were supposed to make sure that all of the big trucks did not come in the dirt roads, that they came in one road only, and that was from Butler Road down to
the facility. They've never done that. They've always come in other ways.
I'm just telling you what the agreement was.
I know.
Okay? So that you know what the agreement's supposed to be. And then the second thing I want to tell you is that the college uses ICI as well, as far as their insurance. And we had to renew our policy this year before they got done pricing it, because they were out trying to find cheaper rates everywhere. Now, there's two reasons for that, in my opinion. One is because we have way too much property. It's my opinion. I'm only one person.
Right.
The other is because they were truly trying to find cheaper rates. So the only way they are going to do that is if you ask them to do that.
Yep.
Otherwise, they're just going to let you go. If you keep paying the premium, they'll keep taking it.
Yep. Nope, I've asked him.
So.
Oh, that's your deal.
Okay.
That's part of this.
Yeah.
All right. Michael has one more thing.
Any other questions or comments?
That bridge on the county line is a county bridge, right?
Yes,
now.
Yes. And it's on the list to be done. Leroy is trying to get it moved up.
The county should be maintaining it.
Yeah, right. I can't do the guardrail on there. Doug and I went and looked at
maybe
it. We thought maybe we could hodgepodge it.
Calling them more often.
I was told a service truck went by and the utility bed on the service truck, you know, how they stick out. He hung it, flipped over,
ripped
it off. Don't know.
Butler Electric, maybe?
Don't know. Doug couldn't get a picture because they turned him around. Mm. All right.
All right, so before we get finished off, as you know, the Futhies, Gail has, for decades, has done a lot whenever it comes to the township. And especially for the cemetery, for Dunlop Cemetery. So we talked about this last month, where we actually had a plaque created in appreciation
for all the hard work. And we just want to present this to you, your father, your uncle, all the Feuthies, your nephew, for all the work that they've done. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you need to, yeah, come up here. Let's do, yeah, we'll be, because you've got your shots. It's good, yeah.
You've got your shots.
Right. You've had your
shots. Yeah, I got it yesterday.
Thank you. Thank you. And, yeah, can you get that hung up at the cemetery when you have a chance to? Yeah, we'll get it hung up. Chris,
yeah,
will get it hung out.
Yeah, because he's not kidding. His tombstone's already there and
yeah,
waiting.
It's already
oh,
there.
Oh, and looking at the cemetery and the mother two culverts.
Well, there's not a lot of water around it.
Yeah, but if I take that across to the north where that one's plugged up, I don't think it's going to go through his field.
That's
I think
jerk.
It's going to turn and head south.
That's adjourned.
Oh, meeting's adjourned.